From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's the second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid Wednesday was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 and 70 soldiers just after midnight. The official told VOA the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. The al-Shabaab said one of its fighters was killed in the raid. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel. He spoke alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous act. He called civilized leaders that could not see that the violence was appropriate behavior.
There can be no justification for this hateful violence. And the United States stands firmly behind Israel's right to defend itself, as we are defending ourselves at this moment as well. That's why we've done more to help bolster Israel's security than any other administration in history.
The United Nations Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, says substantive talks on a political transition in Syria are expected to begin on Monday and will not last beyond March 24th. He commented from Geneva on Wednesday as a second round of proximity talks between the Syrian government and the opposition formally opened, although several of the key players had not yet arrived. This is VOA News.